نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 7th of Zulhijjah, 1445. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, we are here in this masjid in Tongat. And we all know, when I was coming from the airport, my brother Muhammad Salim Asmal took us via La Messi and Tongat and these places where you'll experience a tornado. So always ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for protection. Who can help us? Nobody can help us. Besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, every day we should read this one verse and teach our family members, our children and everybody else, Surah 12, verse 64, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the best protector, and He, Almighty Allah alone, is the most merciful one to show mercy. Tonight, my brothers, is the night of Jumu'ah. What should we do tonight? Tomorrow is the month of Zulhijjah. So I'll just mention three things for Jumu'ah. Number one, try and read Surah Kahf tonight or tomorrow, the entire Surah. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qara'a Surah al-Kahf laylat al-Jumu'ah, adaa lahu min al-Nur, ma baynahu wa bayn al-Bayt al-Atiq. Whosoever recites Surah Kahf on the night of Friday tonight, so wherever he is, that person, from there right to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah, Allah Jalla Wala will bless that person with nur, radiance and effulgence. Imagine Allah's mercy. His authentic hadith in Sunan Darmi. Whosoever reads Surah Kahf tomorrow, mashallah, man qara Surah Al-Kahf yawm al-Jumu'ah, adaa lahu min al-nur ma bayn al-Jumu'atayn. Allah will bless that person with nur, radiance, effulgence from one Friday right till the next Friday. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Second hadith of Durood Sharif Salawat. We mentioned this to you several times. If somebody asks us, from a young tender age we heard the word Durood. What does Durood mean? It's not the Arabic word, it's a Persian Farsi word. It means a bumper crop, bumper harvest. But the way party you, you'll know you're a businessman. So what you want to do? You want to make maximum amount of profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So read abundant Durood Sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, he Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah." Read abundant Durood Sharif, salawat, salutations upon me on the night of Friday, the day of Friday. So the best gift for the best of Allah's creation, on the best night, on the best day of the week, imagine. So this great wisdom, mashallah, I requested Mawlana Ishaq to come, and he, mashallah, read beautifully. So Allah reward him. See, he took his Nana's duas, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. Allah grant our Mawlana Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah ta'ala preserve Mawlana also, and take great khidmat for him. Our Hafiz Naushad, you know, he's another Waliullah also. He's a Panjo Maru, you know. So he tells me every Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, they read 40 durood. So I say, you must read, no problem. You don't mean I come now, you mustn't read. So So now, but he said, no, I won't read. So he said, kali kali kare to mage lage to, you know. It's like, you know, South Africa, a lot of spaza shops. So mage lage to, he bhi spaza kare to, you know. So I think he likes spaza also. So all these things there, so inshallah. So he read also, mashallah, Allah reward him, mashallah. So we should read abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations on the night of Friday, tonight and tomorrow also. Allah ke yaha ginti nahi, Allah ke yaha wazan hai. Allah Ta'ala, remember, we're just trying out something here, so therefore you just have to move it. You know me, I'm simple Simon, I don't understand these things here. Our Hafiz Basra, Muhammad Basra, he's a sharpshooter, you understood this thing. No, put this thing here and all that. So now I think it was too near the other mic, so therefore maybe they're getting some echo or something. Pankit Samjan, I don't understand these things here, we just know how to talk, you see. So anyway, so brothers, sisters, children in Islam, so salawat, durood sharif, we must read abundantly. Allah ke ya ginti nahi, Allah ke ya wazan hai, Allah does not count the actions, Allah weighs the actions. Now we got many senior citizens, people who are all sick and so forth and so on. So remember that they can't manage reading the whole surah. So read first 10 verses or last 10 verses. It's authentic hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. If you read, mashallah, any day of the week, that any night of the week, the first 10, last 10 verses of Surah Kahf, Usima min fitnati Dajjal. Allah Jalla Wala will protect you from the trials, tribulation of Dajjal. See all the fitnas today on our phones, artificial, you understand, information and what, and so many things going on, brothers, sisters. So these are all the muqaddama, the cursor and introduction to the fitna of Dajjal and so forth. So that is Thursday night, Friday. We lost our Moana Imtiaz also. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. And those of us who are here in, you understand, in our Tongat, so many of my family members are here, but I won't be here. Tomorrow, inshallah, we're going to Maritzburg, then Camperdown. So all of us remember two things. Make dua, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Man tawaffahu Allahu yawm al-jumu'ah aw laylataha waqahu Allahu min fitnati al-qabr. Whosoever Allah Jalla wa'ala gives death on the night of Friday tonight or the day of Friday tomorrow before sunset, the person passes away with Iman and Islam. وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ. Allah will protect him from the punishment, torment of the grave right till the day of justice. What a great thing it is. Allah Ta'ala grant all our marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus, wherever they are, our brothers, sisters, children in Gaza al-Mubarakah. Grant them the highest, highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And then those of us who lost our parents every day in Tonga or somewhere nearby, man zara qabra abawayhi aw ahadima yawm al-jumu'ah ghufira lahu wa kutiba barra hadith in Bayhaqi. Your parents passed away, so go to the Qabristan, to the cemetery graveyard on a Friday, go make salam to them. This is Islam. The non-Muslim will tell us this week Sunday is Father's Day. For us, every day is Mother's Day and every day is Father's Day. Not only once a year, dump them in the old age home and then say Father's Day. There's a non-Muslim custom there. That our mother, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, al-jannatu inda rijliha, our beloved mother is such that by her feet is jannat, al-jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. Our beloved father is who? Remember hadith in Mishkat Sharif, you look at him once, you look at him twice, you look at him 70 times. So every time you look at him with love and respect, you get the reward of Hajj. That is our Islam, my brothers. So understand this, who is our father, who is our mother, we only have one set. And they are irreplaceable. Your wife passed away, somebody's wife passed away, you can get married. We pass away as husbands, and after it, the wife can get married. But we can't bring another father, another mother. So understand this, they are so special in Islam. So we should make qadr of them. And inshallah, we try and make this our habit also on Fridays, once a week or twice, you understand, a month or whenever, try and go to the graveyard cemetery also. Then we in the month of Zulhijjah. Zulhijjah is a very special month, my brothers. That Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah 9 verse 36, Minha arbatun hurum. From the Islamic calendar which Almighty Allah prescribed and ordained, so 12 lunar months, the day Almighty Allah created the universe, from there 4 are sacred months. Which are the four sacred months? Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and the month of Rajab, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And then we in the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah, Allah Jalla Wala in chapter 89, Surah Wal-Fajri, verse 2. Wal-Fajri, our Ustad, our Shaykh, Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, who was one of the greatest commentators of the Noble Quran. He spent more than 50 years in Makkah Mukarrama. He's from Halab, from Aleppo. And mashallah, he used to give me his books and so forth, and used to write his name there also. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdausil A'la. In Makkah Mukarrama, we used to go to him, and he used to teach us tafsir of the Noble Quran. In Medina Munawwara, we used to go to Sheikh Umar Falata, African Sheikh from Nigeria. He taught Hadith Sharif inside Masjid Nabawi, where Imam Malik Rahimahullah used to teach Hadith Sharif, right next to the Master alayhi salatu salam. That time there was no green fence and all that. The green fence came in 888 Hijrah, so 550 plus years ago. So in Imam Malik's time, all that wasn't there, obviously. So we must remember that he had the sharaf and the honor of teaching right next to the Master alayhi salam inside Riyazul Jannah. So we used to attend his lessons, we used to kiss his hand, kiss his forehead and so forth. These are the giants of Islam. Remember, they are the muhaddiseen and the great, great scholars and mufassireen of Quran. So Sheikh Sabuni writes, "Inna Allah aqsama ala kulli zi sha'anin." Whenever Allah takes an oath in the Noble Quran, then Allah is highlighting the importance and significance of it. So tomorrow you want to fast, hadith in Tirmidhi, hadith in Ibn Majah, siyamuha ka siyami sanatin. You fast one day also, you receive the reward of fasting one year. Qiyamuha ka qiyami laylatul qadri, we're sitting in the masjid, the best place in the world, and it's laylatul jumu'ah, and we're listening to the talks of Quran Sharif, sunnah mubarakah, sahaba, salafi sali, our pious predecessors. So remember that is reward, as though as we are making ibadat on the night of majesty, the night of destiny, the night of Laylatul Qadr, is hadith in Tirmidhi, hadith in Ibn Majah. So understand all these nights and so forth, very important. Then we come tomorrow, all your brothers, sisters, some of them are listening. So now the time in South Africa is it 8 o'clock now? Huh? Oh, the night is young still, eh? So that I still too much before 9 o'clock. Eh? So in Makkah Mukarrama is 9 o'clock. Oh, Dr. Junaid, you there? MashaAllah. My cousin, you see. I must take his name, otherwise he make injection not here. So you must remember. But I don't take injections, alhamdulillah. So you must remember this. Allah grant his father and them also Jannatul Firdaus. So anyway, brothers, sisters, you hujjaj. Tomorrow is big day. Today the South Africans are busy in Asia. Let me check my ihram properly. Let me check my sandals out. Let me check my hajmat out. And lot of things they're busy with. They're all in Azizia now. Why Azizia? So if you know the history of Saudi Arabia, remember Saudi Arabia as you understand it, al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiya. So the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia came into existence 1932, the 23rd of September. You got it now? So that one bombshell we have to give you, you must remember, it's a good thing he did, let me tell you that. So MBS, you must remember, on 9th of June, their contract with America got finished. Petrodollars. He didn't re-sign it. You understood? So now they can sell their oil in any currency. They can sell, you must remember, in the Chinese currency, Russian ruble, South African rand, but South Africa is too much unda danda, so I don't know, you understand? So, a lot of things go on. So anyway, he opened it up, the market. But once you open up the market, then remember what happened to Saddam, President Saddam Hussein, he passed away, Sunni, Rahimahullah, Gaddafi. So he's on the next hit list, remember that, you will watch. They already tried few times to assassinate him. So you should know what's happening in the world also. You can't just be loving Alice in the Wonderland. So that's a good thing he did. What is good, we must say is good. Anyway, so Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, made it such 2 million people assemble. Now what's going to happen tomorrow, O Hujjaj Baitillah? Every one of us, every action we do, go to Quran Sharif, chapter 3, verse 31. Qul, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you really love Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, then fattabi'uni. Follow me, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Yuhbibkum Allah. You become the beloved of Allah. People can condemn us. What you worry of people? See your like stories, you know. So sometimes I have to tell you all crazy stories. Then you'll come in your brain, you know. So many times with Allah's fadl, we went many times Umrah, Hajj, Ramadan. So this brother used to make breakfast with us, you know. So you know South Africans, when they go for Umrah and Hajj, so then even if they don't have a beard, they keep a beard. Like, you know, even a small beard. You know? So one day he came, this guy, and he was safan, he shaved everything. I looked at him, I said, I asked him, bhai, what happened? He said, no, I mean, wife is complaining. So I said, what the wife is complaining? He said, wife is complaining that the beard is poking her. So I asked him, only the beard is poking her. You know? So he must remember this. You see this. You don't want to keep something, agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar, you see. So now you blame the wife and this type of thing. You see, no, wife says, you see, all crazy thing. Leave people out. Tomorrow we have to stand in front of Allah Jalla Wala. We have to stand in front of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Practice on every sunnah, brothers, sisters, children, and have this in the inner recesses of our heart. One sunnah of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. Is better than the whole world and whatever it contains. You must have it in the inner recesses of heart. So yuhbibkumullah, chapter 3 verse 31, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah jalla wala will forgive you your sins. Imagine, we all are sinners, we all are gunegar. And next one, for Hajj, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, special commandment, hadith in Sahih Muslim, khudhu anni manasikakum. So let's go to the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. They all in Makkah, 124,000 plus minus approximately. After sunrise, now they in Ihram, all of them. Can you imagine the Master alayhi salatu wasalam on the Naqa Mubarakah, the she camel, other Sahaba following, everyone reading, لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. Why must you read لبيك, brothers? It's the slogan of the Haji. Ya Allah, I love you the most. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. The person who possess the true iman, they intensely in love with Allah. I'm ready for everything, Ya Allah. You say walk, I'll walk. You say run, I'll run. You say sleep on the land and sand. I'm a multi-billionaire. I will sleep on the land and sand, lovingly, willingly and sincerely. You see the spirit of Hajj. Ye to ishka safar hai. It is a journey of love where we make manifestation our love for our Creator, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left after sunrise from Mukarramah to Mina. So our Hajis are in Azizia. Azizia is named after King Abdul Aziz. You understand, Saudi Arabia. 32 it was formed, in 53 he died and passed away. So after that his sons came and all that. So leave that history. So now we go to our people in Azizia. From Azizia, 90% of them will walk to Mina. They know their camps, they take them. I need to be honest with you, if your brothers, sisters or uncle, aunties are there, you need to tell them this. Myself, with Allah's fadl, hadha min fadli rabbi, hadha rahmatu min rabbi, is a karam fadl of Allah. I never ever made hajj that I can remember in that non-special services, let's call it. It was always special, you understood? It's the only place in the world, bar, we pay more to be nearer to the shaitan. Can you believe that? It's the only place in the world you play. Basa, you understood? You made hajj. Basa, what's wrong with you, Basa? I'll give you on Taweez. So you must remember this. I told Basa, my sharpshooter, he performed hajj. So inshallah, we'll go together, inshallah. So it's the only place in the world that you pay more to get nearer to the shaitan. You know what I mean by shaitan? The jamarats. You understand? The symbolic shaitan. If I ask the people, how many shaitan there are nowadays? They say three. I say, but what you saw in Mina? Even the shaitan population increased now. Now there are 12 shaitan now. You know how 12? If you come from Makkah, so then there are two rows. You understood? If you're coming from Muzdalifah side, then there are another two. So it's four floors. So how many shaitans there? 12 shaitans. You understood? Every floor got three. Even the shaitan population is increasing. And doctor, to tell you the honest, is not 12. How many shaitan? You think this royal family and all these characters, the president, prime ministers, and then you think they're going to come there, people will tell them. So underground, they got special oil for them. They come with their Mercs and Rolls Royce and Bentleys and all that. You know our guys. So they just come and they underground, they got another 3 shaitans. So 15 shaitan begatya in. You understood? Yeah. You must remember that. But the 3 at the bottom we don't see. That is all camouflage shaitan. Special shaitan for the rulers. You understood? Yeah. You must remember these things there. So anyway, when we used to go for conference and that, funny, funny things we used to learn from them, you understood? So that's how it operates them. Story time, you like stories. So this you must remember, many years ago, maybe Dr. Junaid was with, or maybe you all were, I don't remember all this. So we tell our hajis this first day now, tomorrow is Yom Tarwiyah, for them is the 8th. You know they got moon samis there. The moon samis see the moon even before the birth of the moon, you know. So we call them moon samis, right? So my neighbor in Heidelberg was a moon sami. So anyways, I remember the name from there. So anyway, that is, I tell them, Yom Tarwiyah, the day of quenching the thirst, you see. So now I drink water. In those days, that the camels and whatever mode of transport, means of conveyance they're using, they used to give them water, food, everything. Now they mustn't travel again for next 5-6 days, you see. Yom Tarwiyah. Nowadays, now 27,000 buses are ready. They're already checking the diesel and the oil and the petrol and all these things there, you see, already. Private buses, muassasa buses and that. You must know all these things here, how Hajj operates and all this kind of thing. Pakistan brings his own buses and lot of things go on. Anyway, carry on now. So that is Yom Tarwiyah. So now first day when we in Mina, so we tell the Hujjaj, this day here, don't go here and there, especially the first timers, but you know curiosity kills a cat. So this one, Haji, Ma, you made it. Wife you got? I'm the announcer now. So yeah, our Mohana Desai, Damat Barakatuhum, he wants to go for Hajj and he needs a wife also. I know his whole family, history, geography, everything we know. So Mohana is alright. So Mohana, he needs wife and he has to go for Hajj next year. He'll take you for, you'll see the moon and you go for honeymoon with Mohana. So inshallah. So Mohana, if you're there first day, so we tell the guys, just sit still. But they weren't. Must check this way. So this Haji got lost. Now his wife comes, he says, oh, my husband. I said, don't worry, man. He must come back to the shaitan. You understood? So this time, he can't go from here. He must come back. So after 3-4 hours, he came back. Now make tawaf here, there, he got lost. So he doesn't know any Arabic. What he knows Arabic? What he knows Azan and Kalima, La ilaha illallah and all that. And that Saudi police, what he knows about English and all that. They look at our passport also, they read from right to left. You understood? You know how the Saudi. So they think the passport all go from right to left, you understand? So he went to the police. Now in those days where our camp was, the Mukhayyamat was next to Al-Baik restaurant, you see. So he went to tell him, the police, Al-Baik, Al-Baik. So police replied, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. He told the police, Al-Baik, Al-Baik. So police told him, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. The rakam rakam jamaar who you get in Hajj, you know. Everyone got some story to tell you. So I said, there's your wife, bye, make sure you don't go too near you in ihram, you see. She's worried about you and all. So brothers, tomorrow you're going to Mina. Now you mustn't just perform Hajj and just an exercise like that. You must learn everything about Hajj. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Makkah. Azizia is part of Makkah, is a suburb. After sunrise, so you go after sunrise, mashallah, you can catch your wife's hand. For security purposes, not for romantic reasons. Tell her, oh my poppy, your hands are very smooth now. Okay, kali hajj me yaad of you, how smooth the hands are. You understood? And it's haram there to do that. Quran says, fala rafatha wala fusuqa, no smoking and all that. You're the guest of Allah. You must remember that. So behave like the guest of Allah. So thereafter, remember that Mina. If somebody has to ask us, Mina, what's the meaning? How many of us perform Hajj? We know meaning of Mina. Mina means the dripping of the blood. So on the 10th you come back, you will sacrifice. And 1 million people going to sacrifice. Other million performing Ifrad Hajj, they don't sacrifice. So imagine how much blood is being spilled there, but all in the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Thereafter, you must remember, then the masjid there, Masjidul Khayf. Masjidul Khayf, you know the virtues, brothers? Masjidul Khayf, your brother, sister, your children are there. Send them all these messages. Some of them are listening now also. So 70 Anbiya, prophets and messengers read Salat day in that area of Masjidul Khayf. So it's such a Mubarak place. Our Hafizab read, but he cut off the ayats there a little bit, you understood? Hafizab, you should have carried on reading that last verse. You must remember that. That, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ. This is all to do with Mina. So you must remember that. One more ayat you should have. Next time, inshallah, when you come back, then you'll finish. So anyway, brothers, you must remember this here. So that is Mina Masjid al-Khayf. If somebody non-Muslim tells us that I believe there's a Masjid al-Khayf there, and what it means, Khayf, what it means. So see, we go for Hajj, but we don't know all these meanings. We must learn all these things there. So Masjid al-Khayf means the water was rising from there. There the water was emerging from there. Whole of Makkah, Haram. Haram is, you know, you guys drive BMW. Pastor, you like BMW, right? So BMW, when Basa drives the car, he brings me here, I have to make tasbih 3 times, you know that. So that, you make mashallah, but he brings me in time, alhamdulillah. So BMW means that be my wife, you see. Now you go there with a Toyota and Nissan, so you go propose. Baji will tell you, pa istikhara karna, so he will make istikhara, you know. You come with the Merc BMW, you say, lungile is right, you see. So this type of things, you see. But then one guy was a sharpshooter, he told me you must add the second one. You see, last week I was in Maseru. So there the youngster told me this. He said, no, you must add this one also. So I said, what? He said, BMW, be my wife and bring money worth. You understood? So then same time you make nikah and the mahar is ready. You see? So this type of, I said, ah, he right car. I said, right. So brothers, so Masjidul Khayf, there the water emerges from there. What is haram? You guys drive BMW, M3, 3M, I don't know loads. So just remember M3, 3M, Makkah, Haram. Mina, Haram. Muzdalifa, Haram. Arafat, not Haram. It's out of the Haram. You got it now? So Makkah is Haram. Mina is Haram. And Muzdalifa is Haram. You read one Salat there. So remember you get 100,000 sawab. You give 1 riyal there. So remember you get so much sawab. Oh, Hujjaj Baitillah. You know, sometimes we cry that we can't go now. I can't, it's not I can't go, but I just prefer not to go. You know what I talk on the radio and a lot of stories and all that. So anyway, so we just sit quiet. Because was it Tongat, you understood, and so forth. And so anyway, brothers, you know, so sometimes you cry, you think of all the wonderful moments. So how we should give the talks there and the hajis and all that. I was waiting at the airport there in Joburg. You see, the plane was delayed. So I didn't know this person next to me. So maybe he recognized my voice. So he came by me, he said, I'm a doctor, I'm a dermatologist. I want to ask you one question. I said, that's interesting. Yeah, the airport, you're asking me questions. You know, wherever they see doctor, they get matomicharo. You know, they get sick. They see us, the Q&A. So he says, no, that now I'm thinking about, I'm starting my career now. There's people they want for aesthetic reasons. They want, we must do this to their body, you know, make this like this, make that. I said, if it's for aesthetic reasons and cosmetic reasons, it's haram, doc. You can't do that. Surah 4, verse 119. So he looked at me. I said, you're Hafiz. He said, I'm half Hafiz. I said, no. Dermatologists, they become full Hafiz also, you see. So I say, go read Surah 4, verse 119. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. When Shaitan Iblis was expelled from Jannah, so what happened? He said, I'm not going to sit alone there in Jahannam and hellfire. I'm going to pick them up. So one oath he took, I'm going to command them. They must change the creation of Allah. See today. Adam became Eve, Eve became Steve, Steve became Eve. You don't know who you're looking at. You understood? So you must remember this. This is all the ploy of Shaitan and Dajjal and so forth. So he said, no, very good, you told me, I won't do it in future and this. I said, very good. Always make your heart, your income halal and tayyiba. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, now with Sahaba. What you going to do, O Hujjaj Baitillah, there in Mina?
read Quran Sharif abundantly. The next day in Arafat, you have to complete your Quran Sharif after the Zuhr and Asr, and then you stand up, if you can, face Qibla. You finish the Quran, last 10 surahs, last 5 surahs, and then you make dua. And then tell me your duas are not accepted. Make your hajj a quality hajj, O Hujjaj Baytillah. Second one, read Labbaik abundantly, hadith in Tirmidhi. Ya Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, Ayyul hajji afdal? Which hajj is the best, Ya Rasulullah or Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Qala al-ajju wa-thajju. See the words, al-ajju wa-thajju. Ajj, rafu sawt, raise your voice, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Women softly, men loudly. So we must learn the Labbaik properly. And then al-sajju, iraqatu dam, make the hadi, slaughter the animal, what you call dam-e shukr. We all 90% are performing tamattu hajj. Quran says, فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ. So you must slaughter that, but now it's all part of the package and all these things here. So anyway, all that goes on. So now you must remember, now you're going to come to Mina. So, Zuhur, you read in Zuhur time. Asr, you read in Asr time. Maghrib in Maghrib time. Isha, Isha time. You'll hear the Adhan in Majidul Khayr.
You tell him, why we don't want for us, we don't want for the Hujjaj. How many boxes you got water? 50, we take all 50. How many does you got? He said, you think that's very well. How we clear the jobs out there, all these things.
So you must remember that. Arabic word. You just take everything, stand on the road, Sabil, Sabil, Sabil. That policeman will leave his job also, he'll come pick up all the water and run away. So the people are thirsty, the people are just waiting for you, you're like the angel there, and just dishing out. Now our youngsters, they like that, you know, understood? So Hujjaj Baytillah, become an asset to the Hujjaj, remember that. Give them food, give them water, give them juice. The poor Baji came from Pakistan, from India, from where? Afghanistan. And now maybe they don't have the resources. They come with limited funds. We got so much money. One is our ticket. Now there's one person, his story, we're carrying it now for past 3 days. So the people were deported, you understood, and they came back. So that person's father contacted me yesterday and so forth. So I asked him, Baji, first question I asked you, how much they paid the agent for the couple? First time Hajj, how much they paid? He said they paid 457,000 rand. How much they paid? 457,000. Molana, what you think? You say, if they get married to a rich one, she'll bring the 500,000 worth. So Molana said, 457,000 dinar. No shot? So, don't worry about that. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. I'm telling you nicely. Hajj, you don't worry of nothing. You just speak to Allah. Remember this. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, go read Sahaba's profile. Hajj khamsa wa sittina marra. He made Hajj 65 times, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, Sayyidina Umar's beloved son. وَآتَقَ أَلْفَ أَبْدٍ وَأَتَمَرَ أَلْفَ مَرَّةٍ. He made 1,000 times Umrah from Medina, Makkah, up and down. And he liberated, emancipated 1,000 slaves. One day, I was making tawaf. The person in front of me did something funny, you know. So I just tapped him, I said, Yadi, you by Baytullah, don't do all this kind of things. Funny things, pushing people. Now, I don't know who's behind me. But the person behind me was impressed, like what I did, you know. So he tapped me. So he looked, so I look. So you say, from where? Fain. I said, Junubi Africa. So he say, you see Maqam Ibrahim, meet me there. Yeah, ahlan wa sahlan, big sheikh. We'll meet you there, no problem. So we all finished. I waited, he came. So he's telling me, I'm a muhadir, I'm a lecturer, there at Ummul Qura University. I see you like a muallim, you know, you're teaching people, don't do this. I like that, what you're doing. And so, so what you doing tomorrow? I said, oh, nahnu tahta amrik ya sheikh. Whatever you say, we're ready. You say, I'm going to take you to places tomorrow where you never been in your life. I said, oh, that's what I want, sheikh. So he took me to Abdullah ibn Umar's grave. Now if somebody had to ask us where Abdullah ibn Umar is buried, we will say most probably Mu'alla. See, even that place we pronounce wrong. Not Mala, Mala. Mala means to be crazy in Afrikaans, you know. It's Mu'alla. Makkah is a slope like this. You see? So where your Hilton and where your Zamzam and all that area is called Misfala. So Makkah, you must remember, is a slope. That area there where the graveyard is called Hajun, that whole area. And where the graveyard is like this, whole Makkah is like this. So this upper region is called Mu'alla. The bottom portion where you guys like the hotels and all that, it is Misfala. You got it now? So Makkah got different sections, Shubayka, and they got Qarara, and they got this, Ajyad and all that. These are all the surrounding areas you must know. So Mu'alla it is called, you must remember, the graveyard cemetery there. So he told me, Abdullah ibn Umar is not buried there. He's buried there behind one Arab person's house. So subhanAllah, he took me there, you know. And so many other places, first time in my life. So Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy. And Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimullah, the genius. So he performed Hajj from Iraq 55 times. Hazrat Pirane Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu from Iraq 50 times. So they came and asked Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimullah, isn't Hajj first one time? For what you have to go, you're the big Imam, you go 55 times. See, people, they fire up questions. So Imam Sahib said, your question is sahih. He said, but you see, one ayat in the Quran I found. I never found an ayat like that for any other ibadat, any other action beside Hajj. See, what you mean? You see, Allah Jalla Wala states, if you perform Hajj solely, only for the love of Allah, no hidden agenda and ulterior motive, and so, Allah says, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ لِيَشْهَدُوا, you will witness, you will observe. Manafi, you know manafi, nafa. I'm selling this glass, I'm selling this watch, I'm selling this carpet for nafa. You will see the nafa, the benefit, the gain, the profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, accruing to you. He says, every time I go, I see. And it's hadith in Tirmidhi. And we used to practice on it, alhamdulillah. Tabi'u bayn al-hajj wal-umrah. After umrah, go for hajj. After hajj, go for umrah. فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الْإِثْمُ وَالْفَقَرِ It will remove the poverty, it will remove the vices and sins also. Imagine. So we should remember. So that's why they used to go so many times and so forth. So you mustn't look at your pocket and all these things, yeah? Look at Allah's mercy. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ Oh beloved Allah, you show us Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafat, Muzdalifah, all that. Madinah Munawwara will get included. So speak to Allah. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Remember that. So, oh Hujjaj Baitullah, so don't kill time and waste time there. You went for a purpose and don't get involved in any politics. Your whole Makkah, your whole Mina, Arafat is prowling with policemen and security intelligence. Remember that, in plain clothes. Some of them wear the short kurta, you will think the Pakistanis and that. Ramadan time we had two South Africans. I know one of them, that they locked him up for 5 days. Now some South Africans are locked up also. Because this visa problem and all this, you know, Allah alone knows which kind of visa and what, all this kind of thing. So make dua, Allah Jalla Ala protect all the hujjaj and so forth. And then another thing is, ifsha'u salam, it'amu ta'am, layyinul kalam. Now you will see people doing all funny things there. Our people, they're not used to Hajj, you know, and ihram. So ihram, you is like a lungi, sarong. And you got no underwear. So our guys, they think they're sitting here in Tongat Beach, you know, in this type. So how they sit in ihram like this? You know? So like, every old bicycle you can see. You know? So you must remember. So 100 times I have to announce by that you sitting here in Mina, and you got nothing on, so sit properly, you understood? But they used to eat, you know, Tonga Beach, this beach, you all know all this better than me, you know. So you must be careful, oh. Now get one guy, he starts swearing them in Mina, you understood? So you can't do these kind of things. Fala rafatha, wala fusuqa, wala jidala. So therefore, Islam has mentioned this, that no husband-wife talk, no all this committee. A person swears here in the masjid, a person swears outside the masjid. Same words. So which one is worse? Obviously in the masjid. You in ihram, brother, you in ihram, sister. Now you sisters, it's your turn now. First day, South Africans, other hajis also, all of them are there. They want to check, like you see. where we're going to sleep, and where does, and oh yeah, I was telling you about that. You know where they put the South Africans? I saw my nephew is there, he sent me all that, they took them for ziyarat. 99%, 95% of the South Africans are there in Zone D. You know what is Zone D? Zone D is this, you must remember, if you understand what is Mina. This whole area here is Mina, right? If you come from Makkah, Azizia, you're coming from this side, and you go this side here is Muzdalifa. If you go for Ziyarat also, you will see Muzdalifa ends here. Small place, I'll tell you that, no man's zone, and no man's land, and then it comes Mina starts here. So they're right there at the border of Mina, and after that, if you walk, you'll enter Muzdalifa. When they have to come walking, in that heat is 48, 49 degrees, and it's 2 million people, it'll take you easy 2-3 hours to walk, to visit the shaitan. You know, you understood now why people, they pay so much, to get nearer to the shaitan. But Allah will make easier, I don't want to discourage you, but that is the reality. So you have to prepare yourself physically, spiritually, and mentally. And say, no, I won't pelt. You can't do these things here. Khudhu anni manasikakum. Take from me. You all know Hazrat Sheikh, right? For you ulama students and so forth. I mentioned this 100 times. So many a time I've mentioned this. And inshallah, people like Maulana Ishaq and all of you, Maulana Desai and all. You all are young people, you understand? Now we tired and retired now and all this kind of things here. So we, you know, past that stage now. So anyway, you must remember, Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya, Sheikhul Hadith, Nawar Allahum Warqadahu, he took one hadith, Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu's hadith. It is the longest and the most informative hadith on Hajjatul Wida of Nabi alayhi salam. He wrote that book in 3 nights, in 3 days in Arabic. The original work is in Arabic. Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Ludhianvi, he translated it in Urdu. And Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah, wrote the taqreez, the foreword. I got the Arabic and Urdu. So remember that if you read that book, you will find a lot of information like this there. So the point I'm making is that you must know where our people will be and so forth and so on and so. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us all this. Now you sisters, now they're going to check. Now the inspectors are going tomorrow to Mina. We call them inspectors, the woman and the man. Say, let's see now what's happening here. Because first time they went, there were no 1 million people and all. 1 million people come, not 2 million. 1 million are still in Makkah. Those Arabs and them, they say the whole first day is Sunnah. So majority of them, they don't come. From Makkah, Azizia, they'll come straight to Arafat. You see, today on the news, in our news it came. You see, the Pakistani Hujjaj said, their minister told them, all Pakistani Hajis start moving today already to Mina. Because now it's 150, 180,000 there. How are they going to move them all tomorrow? So from tonight already they're going, you see. Now to tell you, my mother's sisters, what you all do. Not all of you, but some of you. So now they will visit the camp. All right, the men decide, the women decide, all these things here. Right. Now after that, where we have to go? We have to go check the bathrooms out and on. So then when our South African ladies go, then they already make ladies. They say, I judge room the go-ju chair. This toilet got the... But people never even started using it. You know, understood? If you're going to go there after 2-3 days, then you will know how much traffic there is. At 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, already they're complaining, judge room go-ju chair. It's very dirty and very dust. So I say, where are you going to eat and drink then? If you eat, drink, then there's input, output, what are you going to do? So now I won't eat. Now you don't want to eat, and all the doctors will get busy. It's 48, 49 degrees there. You start suffering dehydration, then you collapse. You spoil so many people's heads, your husband's heads, the Maulanas who are in charge, Sahuk is there. See how much inconvenience you cause. Hajj is not a honeymoon, brothers, sisters. It's to show our love to Almighty Allah. Now I'm going to speak a little bit Maimon for you all here. One Hajj we went, so these Malawi brothers were there. Birthday, lakhapati, crorepati, millionaire, multi-millionaire. So we in Mina, you know. So I told them, see, that this is my mat, and I'm going to sleep now. So there's one brother, I know them. Oh, my Mehman, you know, I'm going to make all of your Mehmans just now also. So, you want to become Mehman? Who don't want to become Mehman? I make all of your Mehman now. Come read the dua, then I'll tell you a story. Read the dua. Allahumma. Now, see how you read the dua like you'll never, like you're staying somewhere in Afghanistan or Gaza or somewhere, you'll never had meat for 5 days or something. Allahumma. Allahumma. Yammin. Kitabi. Ya Allah, give me my book of deeds in my right hand. You see, I came in the plane, so they gave me boarding pass. So once we get the boarding pass, we embark, we're in the plane. Once you get the boarding pass, then Surah 90. Surah 90, verse 18. Ulaika ashabul maimana. Now you are a Mehman, you go straight to Jannat. Mehman don't mean you're going to speak Mehman like me and Naushad and Junaid and all. It means you're going to get book of deeds or Azhar Mita and all that, Afizab. You're going to speak, you're going to get book of deeds in your right hand. And then next stop is where? Jannat al-Firdaus. Now you will read. Read now. Allahumma yammin kitabi. You major Mehman or no? Huh? Ulaika, hold on, how's that one? Nice one. Ulaika ashabul maimana. You see? So you must remember these kind of things here. So we got double bonus. Pa Mehman ga karuta, and we're going to be Mehman there also. So, dunya akhirat mein kamiyabi. You see? And this type of. So anyway, so these Malawi brothers now, everyone multi-millionaire. So we in Muzdalifa. So they tell me, Panketa sarkhaina aaj. How can we sleep here? You know, we spend time in Hilton and Zamzam and here and there and Darul Internet, Darul Tawheed International. So I said, bah, you want to sleep, don't sleep. I don't know, me, I'm sleeping. You see? So there. I slept. But Allah's Qudrat, my eyes opened 2-3 o'clock. Whole lot Malawi Jamaat sleeping around me. Whole lot snoring. You understand? But they ke eri nandar chari, the best sleep they got. So I start waking them up because Muzdalifa is big crowds, you know, that you have to run and all that. So anyway, one by one. So the one brother, he knew that I joke a little bit. He say, you know, Mufti sahab, you should tell us, there you will see 13 stars and all that. I slept in Hilton, 5-star. I slept there, Darut Tawheed, 5-star, 6-star, whatever. But last night, I couldn't get Nandar sleep. I started counting the stars. I saw 13 stars. You see. And for real, it was a wonderful sleep. Yeah. You see, I said, that is what it is. And Makkar Karota Hite, Asad Al Lakha Patti Kro. Al Makkah means that, my brothers and sisters, Hujjaj Abaytillah. What is the meaning of Makkah? Makkah means to crush us, to break us. We muster somebody. I am the chairman, I am the trustee, I am the Maulana, I am the Mufti, I am the Qazi, I am the millionaire. You come Makkah, you muster nobody. That is what Makkah is teaching you. That is what Muzdalifa is teaching you. When you sing, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, for your love, for your pleasure, I will do it, Ya Allah. So tomorrow, Hajis, tomorrow night we will speak about Arafat, inshallah. So now in Mina tomorrow, don't kill time, waste time. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Read Quran Sharif and Durood Sharif is Friday also. And Istighfar also. Individually speak to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allahumma jal khaira ayyamina yawman alqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in my life, the day I meet you, Ya Allah. Imagine the person is in ihram and he passes away. One day I'm making tawaf, you know. This Indonesian, you know, these small guys, you know. So somebody pushed him hard and he fell down and he passed away in front of me. In tawaf. So we just picked him up. Now there you don't know also, if you pick the guy up, they'll capsize you also. The hajis, they don't see, you know. That you want to help somebody, they just come in this. So we just push and we just carry on. The police will come and sort it out. So people pass away in ihram. What an honor for them. Yub'athu yawm al-qiyamati yulabbi. On the day of justice, they're waking up, resurrected. How? Reading labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. And you know, this is Shafi, Maliki, Ambali and all that. So when they pass away in ihram, then the kafan, everything is the ihram. And for the men, they leave it open. That, Ya Allah, this person was in ihram, we don't want to cover it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time, they never covered the head, and that person, now he wakes up like that. You understood? You see that there's Palestinians in Gaza al-Mubarakah. they pass away shaheed. The Jutlas put bullets in it. But our guys are giving them good hiding. You know Yahya Sinwar. I teach you something. Yahya Sinwar, he runs all the tunnels underground. So you must remember that the best tunnels in the world. He say we got the Jutlas where we want them properly. You see, northern Israel, they emptied that. Half the Jutlas all ran away there. 250,000 ran away from there. Others, 1 million ran away, they left Israel. So now they want this portion here. So you say, we'll never give you all. Ihdal husnayin. Either a zafar, either victory, or imma a shahada. We give our life. That is Quran say ihdal. So when they see the bullet goes to them, the blood is oozing out, they just wrap him up, no ghusl, no janaza, no nothing, and they leave the head open. Why? Because remember, lawnuhu lawnu dam wa rihuhu rihul misk. That is Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Masla. No ghusl, no janaza. He stayed jannat already. And leave the head open. You got it now? The blood oozing out is red blood. But the fragrance coming out is the fragrance of musk coming out. Me and you, brothers, you make dua sometimes, you must die shaheed. Who makes dua? That's, yeah, it comes out also a little bit, you know. I always say in South Africa, if you tell people jihad or something, you come with a water pistol in your huzur titiwana. So you must remember that. Speaking of jihad and this type of thing. You say, I want to go to jihad. I say, brother, this whole week you read Fajr Salat with Jamaat in a masjid. So they say, we speak of jihad. You understood? So you must remember this kind. So anyway, Gaza is a long topic. Let's go on with the Hajj now. See, brothers, dua. Tomorrow is Friday. Tonight is Friday. So did you make dua? Oh, Hujjaj, Baytillah, you in Ihram. Allah will not reject your dua if you ask Allah sincerely. See, I give you two incidents. Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk, he was one of the awliyaullah in Cairo, Egypt, sage of the age, blind. See what dua is to make. Allahumma zukni shahada. Ya Allah, give me shahada in your path. Ya Allah, amitni wa ana sajidun. On the Friday morning, he made ghusl, everything does that. And he went into sajda, there in Cairo. And that intaqala ila rahmatillah. And he passes away. Our Mawlana Ismail Salehji, Springo Beach, my student. Understood? Studied in Darul Newcastle. He's our first batch. Our Darul Newcastle started, Hazrat Muqasim Sema started in 1983. You must remember, was our first graduation. 7 students graduated. From the 7, 4 already passed away. 3 are left. You understood? And the teachers also mostly passed away. We few left only. So you must remember this. So I asked them what Mawlana Ismail did. And 1 month before that, he came to visit me there. They said, no, we came in Jamaat. I told them, I must visit my teacher. So he came there and all that, and I showed him everything. When the lockdown came, they said, lockdown, no lockdown. Me, I'm making etikaf in the masjid right till lockdown finishes. When you love the masjid, Allah gives you demise in the masjid. Fajr time, he passed away. The brothers who were standing on either side, they contacted me. They said, ajeeb thing, strange thing happened is this. The man passed away in sujood, in sajda. But he never fell down. Normally, doctor, you know better than me. If a person passes away, what will happen? He falls down normally. He stayed in sujood. Allah loved his sajda so much. You see. So that is what you call Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawman alqaqafi. Aw hujjaj baytillah. There's Abdullah ibn Abbas. You know Abdullah ibn Abbas? He was not even baligh when he performed hajj with Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. I'm finishing now. So you must remember that. So in this case, he passed away in 68. He's buried in Taif. Muhammad bin Hanafiya, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's son, performed his salatul janaza. His greatest student, Mujahid, he says that last 3 years of Abdullah ibn Abbas' life, I went to my ustadji and I told him, where's our Muhammad Salim Asmar? He's our ustadji, mashallah. You see, Allah reward him, reward our Hafiz Muhammad Basa, reward our Dawood Munli, and all the brothers who are assisting us, Allah reward everybody. Send out the podcast, Brother Lukolo is there, he'll send it, inshallah. So the point I'm making, he says the last 3 years of Ibn Abbas' life, I went to him, ayat for ayat, ayat for ayat. How you do hifz? He taught me the tafsir of every verse. Mujahid says, I learned so much, then I should make dua. Ya Allah, let me pass away in sujood. He passes away in sajda amama baytullah. Baytullah is there and he passes away. So many incidents like that, you can go on Taus and a lot of them. He passed away in Hajj also. So my brothers, sisters, the greatest dua we can make is this Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh beloved Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people. Allah accept your Hajj. Allahumma ajal Hajjana Hajjan mabrura wa sa'yana sa'yan mashkura wa dhanbana dhanban maghfura. We thank all the directors of all the radio stations, our Sirius FM, Brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar International, our capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and all of them. Allah Jalla wa la reward them. We thank all the trustees here. I don't even know who's the trustees, but Allah reward you, all the imams here also. So and our imam here is one man, one vote. You must get the double for him now. You see? He is voting for MK, you see? So, you know MK? Yeah. Me, I like him. You understand? So, you know, but MK is not going to rule you all. I heard now in the news. You understood? They cut a deal. So, from tomorrow, your guys leaders in the Dell, ANC, DA, and IFP. They're going to rule you all from tomorrow. That is the latest news, breaking news. I'll give it in the morning. So, when I was coming, I said, let me listen to the news. So, there's breaking news it was. So, those are, always ask Allah, whoever is best for us, Allah give us that. So, that is the... And last thing, my brothers, is this, that remember, we can't finish the program without speaking of Gaza. Just see what they're doing. You see, this is a masjid. You got Makkah Mukarrama, you got Medina Munawwara, you got Masjidul Aqsa. They realize that they can never rely on Arab countries, Muslim countries. They said, Ya Allah, this is our battle. We will take it on. They're fulfilling a farz-e kifaya on behalf of this whole ummah. If me and you tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, we can't read 2 rakat salat. We can't cry for them. Then what good we are. Every family there has lost a shaheed, has lost a brother. They got the greatest amount of amputees in the world. Somebody's hand, somebody's leg, somebody's this. How many people? They're telling us that these over 40,000-50,000 people martyred, over 150,000 injured and so forth. And the zalims are still going on. But Hamas say we don't stop. So I met Hamas, alhamdulillah. We must be proud about that. Proud not in the meaning of arrogant. You mustn't shy away. We must say we support Hamas. Remember that. And 8 months, today was day 250, 251. Show me one country they can stay with Israel for 250 days. So brothers, at least tonight, read 2 rakat salat in Zulhijjah, is first 10 days of big nights, and it's night of Jumu'ah. You can't just look at your wife and say, darling, aaj Jumu'ah ni raat hai, let's get busy and all that. All that you do afterwards, first read 2 rakat salat. Hajj time, I tell the hajis, first make tawaf ziyarat, then you make ziyarat of your wife. You know the hajis, after 3 days also they get hungry. You understood? So you must remember this. They get a book, you understood? So you must remember these kind of things here. The hajis, eat khajur, then mashallah. You understood? So this type of thing. So inshallah we make dua now. The time is up also. And ma for all the taklif and we pull you along. But anyway, it was good that we all sat in the masjid and so forth and so on. Allah Jalla. Okay, few announcements. Tomorrow my brother Dawood Monli will be there in Pietermaritzburg in the morning, and you will go there, all of you who got your decoders and all that to fix up. So Dawood Monli will be there. I'll give you the number in the morning program after 5:15 in the morning, inshallah. And then in the afternoon after Jummah and all that, you will be there in Camperdown. Our program tomorrow Jummah, we will be there in Mountain Rise. 12:10 is Adhan, 12:15 is Bayan and lecture, and then night program in Camperdown. Not the madrasa, the Darul Uloom, the masjid there. So 7:00 is Isha, and after 7, you must remember the program, some others will continue. So inshallah, that is our program for tomorrow, and Eid we will be there in what? What you call? People's Park. Yeah. People's Park, Moses Mabida. First time in life I'm going to go that side, inside and that. So anyway, Allah make Eid, we'll be there for Eid also, and all our other programs, we'll announce it. So my one, last again, don't forget to make dua for Sudan. You know, 9 million people displaced there. Syria, 14 million people displaced there. At least some hurt in our heart we should have, you know. We can't just be going on business as usual. Kana, pina, sona. We must have that feeling for the ummah, you understand? Me and you in South Africa, brothers, I traveled, I know what I'm talking. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ. You live like kings in South Africa. I'm telling you. Just go see the plight of the ummah, then you will know. So Mani Mama, I request all of you, brothers, sisters, children, at least read 2 rakat salah tonight and say, Ya Allah, help this Muslim ummah. Help our mujahideen. Help our mazlumin and oppressed. And all these tenpot dictators, Ya Allah, give them hidayat. If there's no hidayat, then you decimate and destroy them all. Can we make dua in the next 2-3 minutes, inshallah? الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملعونين يا رب العالمين اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم احدا اللهم في مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اجعل حجنا حجا مبرورا وسعينا سعيا مشكورا وذنبنا ذنبا مغفورا وتجارتنا تجارة لن تبور يا عالم ما في الصدور قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله Allah Rabbil Alameen. Ameen, Ameen. Whenever you make dua, brothers, sisters, your own dua also say Ameen, Ameen after that. It means Allah has broken dua, accept it. Allah Jalla Wala Ki Was Tawfiq.